Cougs are taking on Drake on Thursday. Joining us now on the Emerald Queen Casino Sportsbook Hotline, it is head coach of Wazoo Men's Basketball, Kyle Smith. Coach, how's it going?
That's going great. A little busy, but it's great.
I was going to say, you got a busy week ahead. We're all very, very excited for Thursday. And God, you guys are have had such a special season. And I'm going to go ahead and start by asking a question that, for me, the answer is no, but maybe you feel differently. Did you see this season coming?
Yes and no, I'd say. I knew we were pretty talented, but I also know how hard it is to put a team together in this new era so quickly and how they go through the experiences and that. And I knew they had a good chemistry just working with them in the summer. And I said, I tried to diffuse the situation. I said, listen, I've been doing this for 31 years. I think we have NCAA tournament talent. And I said, if we don't get there, put it on me. I said, listen, maybe we'll have a chance here. And someone commented last year that coach, I don't want you to be the best coach that's never made NCAA tournaments. So I said, oh my gosh, this is what Phil Mickelson went through before. I said, I never knew that was a thing. So maybe put a little pressure on myself and the team and really tried to tune it out. But we got some, nice wins and we're getting better and really did some good things. And hopefully we can keep extending the season.
Coach, as always, go Cougs. Got to open it up with that right there, man. Hope you're having a good day. I look at the successful teams at Washington State, no matter the sport, there's a certain type of coach that has to be there to understand, the nature of the beast out there in the wheat fields. Man, how would you describe your coach's style? Because all we get are kind of these snippets of you. Probably should ask a player, but since we got you here, I want to just ask you, man, how would you describe your coaching style?
That's a great question. And I agree. You probably should talk to the players. But I think just something I wanted to do. I don't see it as a choice to be coaching. It's kind of a vocation and I'm a relationship driven guy. So, and I always tell them my why is this. I want to empower people to empower others and empower themselves so that you understand we want guys with great attitudes, great work ethic, and guys who really want to be here. I just harp on those things all the time. So, and it's more of a character development program. We just display our character through basketball. So that's the style, and it's more driven. And everyone talks about the analytics and how we do basketball stuff. But any great coach or good coach, I think you have to inspire them some way, and you have to be connected with them. There has to be an emotional connection. So, and I know I could be a little stoic, and maybe the players don't feel that as much, but I do care a lot about them. And I lead with my heart, and as you get older, you're either going to get prickly and bitter or you're going to soften up a little bit. And I'm getting older and more wiser. And I think when you let them know you love them, I think that helps a lot.
It's so funny you say that. And I think of my dad who used to hunt all the time. And now he's just like in love with animals and gardening. I'm like, what happened? you just soften up.
Oh, man, I got I have three sons and we finally added a nice silver lab, my girl, Bella.
Yeah.
I take her for long walks. my wife's dog Lenny gets left out sometimes. That's how it goes. So there's some to that. So I think that's just part of the competitive, still very competitive, but also having a little perspective of age. And so I don't know if I answered the ideal style of coaching, but a little bit of what we're doing here, why I think we're successful, or we're just building the culture and building the guys.
You guys are in the tourney, so at this point it doesn't matter what happened at the end of the regular season. But obviously there's probably some stuff that you want to clean up a bit. Can you tell me a bit, in that final stretch of six games or so, some things you guys are hoping to tighten up before you head to Thursday?
I think we're ball handling. We've been all year, we were a team that was consistent, averaged about 10 turnovers a game. We've just been turning it over. I think it's some of the playing with the pressure, a little of fatigue, taking best shots from teams and not being – just making that transition from being the hunter to the hunted. And we've got some, three freshmen that are in our top eight and play a lot of minutes, and Miles Rice being one, and played them a lot of minutes. So I think hopefully we got to get freshened up, and it's hard mentally and physically this time of year. So that would be, he's worked so hard at it, he's been struggling a little bit shooting the ball, but he's so important to us. It's hard for me to take him out. It's like Colorado, we just close game, we turned over 19 times and it wasn't him. We had a bunch of them, and we defended well enough to win, and we rebounded well enough to win, and we just shot it well and decent and took care of the ball, we've been okay. But that's been a little bit of our bugaboo. And maybe just playing someone out of our league might help us on neutral. We'll see. But there'll be a lot of people busting over from Des Moines, Iowa to Omaha, I'm sure.
Coach, it's been a long time since the Cougs were in the tournament. I was in college back in those days, man, 07 and 08. So I appreciate y'all for that. But I went back and I looked at those teams, and there's a few things that were common with this team is that we had some length back then, right? You got Aaron Baines and the gang over there. Now, you guys have one of the tallest, if not the tallest roster in the nation. Was this part of your strategy when constructing this roster, or did that kind of happen organically?
Well, we always try. Our philosophy is like NBA GMs is like, let's, on our talent acquisition, let's just get the best talent we can, and then we'll figure it out. You know, hopefully we can coach them up. And it just, it worked out that way in a little bit. Like Isaac Jones, we thought he might be just our center, but then Ruben and Oscar got here, and we're like, it was good. It was a good thing. Three of our best players, these big guys, and I said, we're going to have to go big at the four and play Isaac there and utilize him as a mismatch, and that just gave us, and any one of the best indicators of being good defensively is length, period. We're not quick. We're not that quick. We don't force a lot of turnovers, but we're hard to score over at the rim, and we run you off the three a little bit. And that's a little bit since we've been here, is just making sure we get high major size, make sure that length and size that you're competitive there. So we just, like I said, smoke them if you got them. That's what we got.
Coach, it's a really – that's. I'm glad that Bump mentioned that length and that height. It's a really weird first-round matchup. I mean, with Drake, one of the smaller teams. Obviously, they've been really hot, though, winning something like 9 of their last 10 or 10 of the last 11, their last 5. Tell me a bit more about this matchup in particular with these guys.
They're really well coached. I think they're number one in the country at keeping people off the offensive boards, and that's a strength of ours. So anytime I see that, I say, oh, these guys have good habits, good discipline. I've watched them. They understand who they are and what they're about, and they have one of the best players in college basketball, coaches, DeVries. So he's a phenomenal, just a good basketball player. He reminds me of a little more skilled, a little less athletic Keon Brooks. He's a tough matchup for us. He's about 6'8". And he can play all over the floor. He bangs shots from deep. He makes mid-range. He's crafty, and he's a good passer. So they know who they are, and he's kind of the straw that stirs the drink. And then they got a big center, and then they just got a lot of guys that play incredibly hard. They defend, and they shoot. They space the floor because they have so much shooting out there. So there's not really anyone that – I try and think someone compare them to that we play, and there's not, yeah. Our league is so big. And a little bit about UW, as far as like, as I said, like they could go small and put Brooks at the four, and that's kind of what they look like, and they're hard to guard too.
The big dance, man, it's a big stage. I remember in 2007, we were preparing to play Auburn at Auburn, and I go, man, what, 90,000? I played in front of 90,000. It's nothing, right? Then you show up, and it's a different 90,000. I'm like, all right, this is the Southern 90,000. How are you preparing your guys for the big stage? Are players coming in and talking to them? Just mentally, how are you getting these dudes ready?
No, the best thing is like just getting their schedule and just telling them there's going to be a lot of attention. Try to embrace it. I think lap it up a little bit with that. Don't be shocked by how much. You got to enjoy it a little bit. And then actually the NCAA, though this one might be because they're close to Des Moines, it'll probably be a little more pro Drake crowd unless our Cougs fans really rally up and get out to Omaha. But the neutral crowd is not as – it's a little more playing in a vacuum in these NCAA terms. NIT games are crazy. And, you know, you're on the road and you're playing someone. If they draw well, it'd be crazy. But they're usually split crowds. They're usually not – so it's like this big neutral environment. The officiating is a little better because they're trying to get to the Final Four. So there's a little sterile quality to it, but it's obviously a very big stage. Like everyone in the country is watching your game. So we'll see how we respond. We haven't been in too many situations like that. And I don't know, we can talk about it, but I still think experience is the best teacher. So hopefully we handled it well. First time I went as an assistant, I remember we walked into halftime down a few because I think we're a little wide-eyed. So that I'll draw on that experience, and we just got to try to lock in and And you know, Trey, we won in Arizona, so we know what a big stage and a tough environment is. And this is just an NCAA tournament; it's just another game. It's how we got to approach it.
You've got so many great stories from each of these guys. I mean, from Miles Rice. I mean, everyone. There's always something that you can look and you can say, "What a season from this guy! Here's what he did." Is there anyone in particular, any one of your guys, where you say, "God, he's grown so much from start to finish"?
Well, you eliminated the one that's pretty obvious, Miles.
I know.
It's hard to even fathom what he's done and how he really has improved throughout the year and been so important to us. You know, Isaac Jones has been, you know, he's an all-league player, and he just quietly goes about his business. He's from Spanaway and local, you know, in-state guy, and we're really proud of him. But to go from Idaho, that was about 300, you know, ranked in KenPom, where he's a good player, to play on the NCAA tournament team and be our leading scorer and be our all-league guys is pretty impressive. I don't think he played against a high major team till we got to Mississippi State this year. And he's obviously very talented, but that there's a process to compete against those type guys. And he's just he's so quiet and understated. I don't talk about him enough. And how he's been to elevate this program. And he's probably right there. Him and Miles have both just kept getting better. And they're really unselfish guys, so that helps a lot.
It's been just fun to watch you guys throughout the year. And you know how this game goes, right? Any sport, beginning of the year, you're going through your training camp, and the goal is to win a title and get into the dance. And everyone has that goal. But then you rack off 14 conference wins in a row. Was there a moment during that win when you were thinking, all right, this is real, right? We have our goals, but I really feel like this is attainable now.
You know, it wasn't until I'm the wet blanket on our staff. I was like, we're not talking about it until I think when we finally, when we beat UCLA at home and we were like 14-5, I said, I think we're safe. I was like, what are you talking about? I said, I think they can't take it from us now. I think we're okay. But you kind of have to bear down. You can't. It's true. It's like we're on to the next, and you celebrate your wins, you move on, and you flush your losses when you have them. And there was a couple moments. I really, preseason, we beat Boise. I know they're a really good team, and that kind of because we played Mississippi State close, and they're good. I said, okay, we got a chance, but we need to get a pickup. We need to know we can do it, and we beat Boise right before Christmas, and I thought that gave us some confidence. And then obviously beating Arizona at home took us to another level. And we just, you know, and like I said, I think you mentioned earlier, you know, the last six, we've had a couple duds, to be honest. And, you know, and I think there's good teams. Colorado's really good. You have to play well to beat them. You can't, you know, that we got to remember who we are, how we got here. And it's easier said than done. You got to do it. And we'll keep harping on it and hopefully keep improving.
You guys have accomplished something really special this year. And look, a new journey is just beginning, right? On Thursday, it's a step towards a brand new journey. And Coach, I have to ask this or I wouldn't be doing my job. Would you like to sign an extension with Washington State and coach the Cougs beyond this season?
Yeah, we're working on it. They're putting something together and want to make sure that we can still sustain this level. You know, obviously going through the transition, but that's okay. We love Pullman. You know, I got a ninth grade son, and so I got ninth, seventh, and fourth grade, and we love living here, and it's been great for our family. So once a Coug, always a Coug. So we're working on it.
I am telling you right now, there are Cougs. Bump is grinning from ear to ear, but there are Cougs listening right now, including my entire fantasy football thread, that are screaming, "Go Cougs!" at the radio. So they just lost their minds,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Funny.
Coach, congratulations on what you guys have done. I know you would tell us it's not done yet, so we'll tune in Thursday, and best of luck to you guys.
Okay. Thanks, Coach. Go Cougs.
Yeah, we gotta get that one. Go Cougs. See you guys.